Blog Talk Radio.
Hello? Praise the Lord, everybody. We bless God for you being here with us this evening for this, the 1,335th episode of Purpose Kingdom Network. We are experiencing some technical difficulties, so I'm going to make sure that we have our host on the line. We want to say thank you for being patient with us as we handle those technical difficulties. And as we get things back under control, we are going to bless you with some ministry through music with our very own Reverend Aaron Williams in Concentrate Me Now.
I do it all on my own without you. I hope I'd gain it all alone, yet I forgot you. Now I'm crying, Lord, that you'd restore this joy of my salvation.
Yes, he has restored this joy about salvation, and we bless God that we were able to handle our technical difficulties, and we welcome you again to Peripheral Vision, and we hand the ministry over to its host, Sister Antonia Batt. Sister Antonia?
Yes, good evening. How are you again, Pastor Tarlene Daly? And good evening to you out there in the audience. But I just wanted to make sure you understood that we really appreciate everything you have done in bearing with us, but we'd love to be able to share with you what we have learned and what we hope that you all can learn from us. So this is Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. We are broadcasting out of Philadelphia. The telephone number that had been mentioned I have not gotten it together just yet, but it will be given to me by text. And all I ask is that you please bear with us. You're welcome to listen to the show on the internet also. If you type in www.blogtalkradio.com, and you can type in, when it presents the page, the words Peripheral Visions by Antonia Batts. That is Peripheral Visions, VISIONS. And the telephone number, if you would like to call in, will definitely be made available in the middle of the show. I have no problem reviewing the previous shows because, after all, we would like to make sure that we have your best interest at heart, and we want to make sure that you gain what you can from learning from this show. After all, it's for not only you, but it's for the good of your family and the good of your community. So we're going to discuss this in particular about the coronavirus, its surges. At this present time of November the 15th, the year 2020, at its worst since the last 8 months, as the flu season joins in. Well, it has been said that the flu season has not just joined in completely just yet, but it's on its way. It will arise. Will that mean nearly double trouble for some people who have maybe have caught the virus? And how much of a weight bearing would it take and a toll it takes against us? Plus, Europe the continent of Europe is taking no chances. And are there any true or false answers about why some of the medical reports of the pandemic victims have been fabricated or maybe not? And why would people create those fallacies? But we would like to also say we will introduce the thought of finally selected a president of the United States of America, of course, and for this year 2020 that will end in 2024, what do we anticipate will happen now? Where will that go? What will happen for the following term? The president, if he does a sufficient job, would, you know, be eligible to run again, and or the assigned new vice president, which is a woman this time. Plus, the citizens are anxious to see how it will play a change for the better. But with their concerns, there may be a lot of feedback. A lot of feedback because of things you may have heard, but we won't base anything on rumor, just how efficient a job they can do to make sure that we, the people, can definitely benefit from all of this. Plus, I would like to hopefully address the issue about the massive gun violence and gun slaying in the United States, both by the citizens that do it, well, they're normally referred to as criminals, of course, and by an unfortunate handful of officers who have been challenged in a court of law, whether it's something that you agree with or not, or anybody does. And speaking of violence and things of that nature, now, even though there's been peace marches, they were well-intended, and the intentions were definitely to make sure that we address issues that are only for the betterment of the country and the, hopefully the world as well, as well as we can at least think about. But sometimes intentions have been taken advantage of. For example, when there have been people who inserted themselves in the peace marches crowd and have only been a setback because all they did was loot and robbed and pillaged some of the businesses within some cities, many cities. And some people have believed that a lot of that came from outside sources and highly organized bunch of people who have just basically intended on timing this crime and tying it to the peace marchers. Plus, you know, we can still attend events during this season of the autumn and the winter months that are due to come up. And there are crafts that you can keep the children busy with and crafts that maybe that you can create as you enjoy the beauty of another fall season. And if you don't have an environment that have the fall season, create with things from leaves, just Mother Nature itself. But I just wanted to mention to you, you don't want to ever look at this whole coronavirus as a total curse for the children, because if you do, chances are they'll take on your attitude. So do pleasurable things amongst your family and yourselves, please. So again, good evening, everyone. We have already been through 2.5 seasons of the COVID-19 plague. There would be a lot of speculation that may or may not, according to some sources, seem as though we have anything to look forward to by way of the continued treatment with the Resvidor, I believe it's called, solution that had been created to, actually detain some of the victims of the coronavirus. One politician on the CNN News said that he had heard that there were some lies regarding about what the real numbers were of people who were killed amongst all of this havoc that the coronavirus had wreaked. And he said there are actually people that died in the COVID-19, but under the circumstances, they may have died without the exaggerated numbers. Yeah, I'm quite sure so many people would say, well, who is he to say whether those numbers are accurate or whatever? After all, especially if he or his family was not accounted for amongst the dead. So I'm quite sure if there are numbers being put out there amongst the medical community or whoever is reporting from the White House area or the area of D.C. that is responsible for the coronavirus watch, that they definitely would have sense enough not to hand out any exaggerated numbers that we all cannot keep an account of. You know, there's been like 200,000 deaths since then, if not more since then. So with that being said, we have to use our senses who have the numbers and can also mention the names of the people who have really suffered from all of it. And when I mean suffered, we mean, you know, the family members and things of that nature. And it will actually probably have a reflection on the way they think that, let's just say, people who are counterproductive to aiding the virus situation by not putting on masks and in high positions that had seemed to have something against masks. It wasn't only the President of the United States that some people were able to, you know, complain about. There were other people. There was a woman recently who held a seat within the offices of the United States who seemed as if she said she was pretty much fed up or, you know, disgusted with it. I don't know if she was a governor or whatever, but, you know, you don't want to hear that from a person who's responsible for millions of people within their state. Even if they felt as though that they had an opinion, they can always say something to the effect that they themselves don't see where it worked. But in the name of the people, let's see how we can endorse the wearing of the mask if they feel as though it could save lives. I mean, who would actually put out some exaggerated numbers or just an account for things that has been killing people, making record numbers of deaths and putting it on record down in the city halls of the various cities? No one who's responsible would hopefully go against something such as death not being taken seriously in the name of just being cautious, and if you want my honest opinion. So what has occurred since then, there has been a declared virus inhibitor, I believe, a cure possibly, by the company called Pfizer, which they claim it is at this time 90% effective. They did not say it was put out there for mass production for those who have been declared to have caught the virus just yet. They're right now trying to sort of sift through the people that they're going to administer it to, the virus cure that was declared by the company called Pfizer. And if they manage to find the people that they would like to select, from what it sounded like, they were hoping to go for those who are most affected by the virus at this present time, for sure. But how can they actually find out in good time for the ones who are scheduled to die within like a day or two who they'll be? Because there are so many small towns within even the United States, let alone, that will not be reached in time enough. So keep in mind, nothing's foolproof, nothing's guaranteed, but at this point, there's a declaration of there being something. What the name of it is yet, I haven't heard it being labeled as anything in particular by name, but it is a very good thing to look forward to, especially in the midst of now that we have a newly elected president by the name of Joe Biden and his vice president, Kamala Harris. President Biden said that he is going to appoint a coronavirus head of a coronavirus team, or however they put it there in Washington, I'm quite sure, to be able to, I'm sure, create a task force on seeing how they're going to address the various questions that are going to be addressed about how they're going to distribute the coronavirus solution that hopefully will cure and save many more lives. There's been a rumor that this matter involving the coronavirus will be possibly alleviated maybe around the spring and possibly the summer. This is a speculation, so it's not written in stone. They said that the same thing for it may also have an issue on being able to possibly be in a cure for babies as well. You know, I mean, it's bad when a newborn comes into the world and having that, not knowing if their physical systems, metabolic systems, where they're made up on their insides, can be strong enough to take on even just the injection of the cure. I'm sure that's an issue, as well as being able to withstand the coronavirus itself as well. So, you know, you all hang in there and see what happens. And always never feel ashamed of approaching anyone in the medical field. Maybe if you can't get somebody, you can call for them to address it. You know, if you walk past a hospital itself, ask somebody, is there anyone that you could speak to in the outpatient services about finding out where coronavirus is going at this time? Now, some people may not believe that the wearing of masks, the washing of the hands, you know, not washing it so much until your skin peel off, of course. They have solutions out there that are manufactured in bottles, and they're recommending like about an 80% solution and of the alcohol. Now, 80% may be a far-fetched because I did manage to smell it the other day when somebody told me about where to buy it at by the gallons, which I didn't have time to get the information. But I have a small water bottle of the solution, and I've never smelled anything that strong, even within the drugstores, when they used to be able to keep them in the drugstores, because now you ask for alcohol, it is a very heavy commodity to be able to get your hands on. But never feel as though you have to give up, because good old-fashioned soap and water can still withhold some of the germs out there that you can keep a watch on. As a matter of fact, in addition to that, you can also still wear the rubber gloves if you have any. Some people say, well, I can't believe that people are washing these things out. Well, if that's all you have, you just gently wash it, gently dry it, and then still hang them up just in case there's a need for it. If you go into an Uber or a Lyft vehicle, don't hesitate to carry the gloves. If you even go into a place where your own car is being handled by a valet, don't be surprised if just having a can of disinfectant spray before you even start handling your wheels or what have you, when you receive your car, you can spray the insides of it, you know, starting with the steering wheel, most likely the door jams, you know, use your wipes if you have any. If not, use your wipe that you reserved inside of a plastic baggie with a little bit of an alcohol solution. It won't hurt to wipe everything down, as well as the inside of your palms and in between your fingers. And scrubbing will not make it any better. Just so don't think that you have to scrub the skin off of yourself, as they say. It was recommended somewhere else that if you go into your home or wherever and you happen to have the spray available, the first place you should really spray would be the bottom of your feet, or possibly the doorknobs, I would say, then the bottom of your feet, because I keep forgetting with germs falling to the ground, that's where a lot of times you would pick up the germ. If you have a doormat, preferably something with short hair, where you can wipe your feet and or, just stand on it while you spray your feet or whatever, that would be a very good thing to have at home. An outside doormat, not directly in the home necessarily, or if it has to be, better, be safe than sorry, at least have something. And spray there as well. There are all kinds of tricks of the trade when it comes to keeping basic sanitation in place. You would be surprised about the number of people who've had been practicing those practices before coronavirus have actually started. You don't want to be paranoid about all of this, because after all, you're trying to be in it for even mentally healthy reasons. Just the assurance that you're taking precaution. There right now is a plea for people to come back into the medical field who may have retired. They're trying to get people either retired or chose to come back out of the medical field for whatever time being if they had to. And so over airways, the media, they're saying to people, please come back to help with the situation. Well, we never know what is going on with someone as to why they chose not just to retire, but also why they chose to come out, because, say, for example, it may be somebody they're attending to in the family, for all you know. That's an example. They may have young children they're trying to take care of, and since COVID has caused a lot of people to lose their jobs, they may not have child care available, and as a result, coming up with solutions for them can help out somewhat. Maybe they can have the persons they take care of can have temporary caretakers who maybe like aides, for example, or as for the child, maybe you may have a relative that's close by that, possibly can get convinced of filling for them, provided they don't have a lot of traffic coming in and out of their home or other children that could be exposing their children to. In other words, you could all seem to work it out together if you can just try to come up with solutions for these people. Just pleading for them to come back may not be enough, but helping them to work through their personal situations as well. In the future, if anything, if it were me, I would pretty much ask for the people who are listed within certain hospitals about who have retired, send them a nice, friendly, compassionate letter. Tell them that, you will have all of the PPE equipment, the personal care, equipment that they need, that you will take precautions, even if they have to resort to having the use of not only PPE equipment, but, a guarantee that masks will be available, because from now, it's for now, at least seems to be a race for people to still maintain all the equipment they have, and I understand it's plentiful now, from the mask to gloves to whatever, and that's an excellent thing to be able to know that it's plentiful here. It would be nice if we could share them with countries that are really suffering, and especially that are nearby, because keep in mind, if they get sick, we will get sick. And if we get sick, again, is another surge that can occur following that one. You know, to be, it's like rotating it, sending it backwards and forwards. So I would hope that we have a generous bone in our heart when there is an absolute need for, you know, people to receive those coronavirus. But, you know, they came up with all types of solutions. For example, as for the elimination of people to not have to come in contact with the fans because they place cardboard images of people and within the fan, within the bleachers of the arena. But some people I've heard say, well, it's not the same. You know, of course, we're talking about the guys who are really engrossed in sports. In addition to that, there have been people who had by the numbers of like five members, maybe even a whole sports team, had caught it so bad until we had an elimination of football for some colleges. And, well, the pro people, they're still out there playing ball, and they seem to do a better job these days, but I noticed that they don't wear masks under their helmets, it appears, but I'm quite sure it can mess with their breathing during the time it happens. But for some people who seem to just blurt out whatever and be within close proximity of other people, we understand that sports can be very intense, but, you know, they should really take into consideration that if you're going to have anything to say, you know, keep a distance from other people. But everybody don't think like we do. So considering that, we'll see where all of this will go. So with that being said, we just hope that we all continue to keep up the good work and tell the truth. There have been record numbers of people in certain categories. For example, I hate to say the young adults in some cases, but there's some, I have to admit, when I see them walk along the streets, they seem to have respect and cover up very well, but just as well as anybody else. People have had parties, and I've seen that too. Went out to a party, and I just couldn't believe it. I said, do they know what's going on? I know they do, but do they understand who else they affect? They affect their loved ones, you know, the very people they may never see again if they die from it, or the very people that they can give it to, who they thought they loved, you know, in the family or amongst friends. If they learn how to understand social life don't mean getting out there and partying your life away is not going to last forever. But if, let's just say, if you have a good run with party, it doesn't hurt to have somebody to remind them. You can always put that on the back burner. And you'd be surprised there in this university area that I live in, who are asked along their path that they're traveling by students. I guess they're feeling a little subjected to like a little loneliness or people are not attending their parties, who have asked them, do they want them to come to their Corona party? Now, they may think that's cute, but we all don't feed into the foolishness. So with that being said, it's sad, but it's terrible. But it's a reality that there are just going to be people out there who are not as considerate as we would be and as they should be. So with that being said, I'm going to tell you all that number to call in. If you ever decide to call in to the shows that we have here on Perfect Kingdom Network, Monday through Friday evenings, normally approximately 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, which is 319-527, and it appears to be 6091. Again, 319-527-6091. Continue by mentioning this. It is important that you always remember, with God being by your side, and never can turn his back on you, that you will always be in the forefront of understanding why we come on to this particular network, which is Purpose Kingdom Network, in order to support all what is right, and pray that you all take the advantage of, because, you know, we understand that people have the right to like what they like or listen to what they listen to. Some people are not people who are believers of God, but I will say this much. When I was a candy striper in the hospital as a teen, I've seen walking past some of the intensive care units call out to God and call out to Jesus. And for the ones who really, really understood what that was all about, I'm sure their attitude to all what they may have heard negative about praising God have changed when they understand that God can be there for you if you just choose to understand why he lets you do what you do. And then, and if you feel as though that you don't have any reason to believe, well, hopefully the right people can touch your heart when you have to pray for them and have to pray for other people that have a love for what you have to offer by way of just supporting them through prayer. So I just wanted to mention in general about the issue about the election, how the outcome turned out to be. It's an embarrassment to really discuss it to a certain point because of the way that the exchange of the transition, as they call it, is supposed to be conducted. And I just say it's an embarrassment, not because we wish to shame anyone, but the purpose of the transition is to show, I'm quite sure, not only the goodwill, but what you support for the country, despite what your beliefs are on how the whole thing should have been conducted when it came to the voting process and things of that nature. Because that can always be addressed again and again and at a later time. If you want to delay it a little longer, that's an issue that you can possibly come up with. But despite anybody's feelings on anything, one thing you have to understand when you become the president at any given point, that your self-serving attitude is not what's important. It's what's important is the country and the people that you serve and the people that you collaborate with outside of the country for the sake of the world, because we have people who do not have the world's best interests at heart, and it's for you to be the bigger person and at least understand what that can be about. Maybe it's something we don't know. Well, you do receive, each president receives at some time, I'm quite sure, an exit press release or a press release that they can actually create at any given time, because everybody wants to hear what a former president has to say. But you can always tell them, you know, your reason for not wanting to transition. Hopefully it doesn't, like I said, deal with something personal. You can always discuss personal things at another time. Just in the case such as everybody moving forward, we can always understand why a person would feel very personable about leaving the office. But then again, nothing is meant to stay forever the way we would like to make it be believed. Well, we can always improve on whatever we have and any legacy we felt as though we've left behind. But we'll definitely like to follow behind your, at least your opinion, whether they're for or against what you have to say. So with that being said, just hang on in there and make sure that everybody understand that we are going to go through the transitions of our own out here. Like, for example, we have people who come into office sometimes, maybe not with the intent we think they should. We don't want people putting people in positions that will be counterproductive of our way of thinking, of when it comes to our children, I'm quite sure, at least for those of us who want to be represented right. you know, keep in mind, we have persons come in and sort of upset the apple cart, as the saying goes, and go against the traditional lifestyle of what your children should be about. Keep that in mind, people out there, that when you just give in to somebody based on popular opinion or because they'd like to change the world for their own special interest groups or things of that nature, that you're affecting your future and you're affecting the future of your children and your children's children. Being popular isn't what it used to be. Being popular sometimes may mean that you're going to do what's popular for the right reasons, especially for the people that you have to live around and for the people who have to basically be of, let's just say, be of help to what your community, as far as you're concerned, if it's traditional, traditionally had been worked by your former generations to be able to make sure that you cover what's healthy for the children as well as for yourselves. You know, there will be times decisions will be made, and you know that they won't be helpful to the life of the little ones that are expected to do even better. Don't feel as though because they're younger that they're going to make things better. Feel as though because you're showing them how to be responsible for themselves, you know, and realize that life isn't a great big party, but seeing what type of transitions that they have to go through in order to make sure everybody has a healthy state of mind. So, you know, when it comes to other people coming in and with their new mindset and telling you things like, oh, well, we're the newer people on the block. We're the younger people. Let me tell you something. Oh, there are people of all age groups getting some information correct and some information incorrect. For those who like to maintain their traditional standard of living, especially for the community, for the, even their own health, little do they realize. If you don't have children, fine and dandy. Just keep in mind the example you set can affect not only the children, but can affect also your neighbors and the people who are supposed to mean you well and your family. There's a group called the World Health Organization. They are actually considered the central hub of the ability to communicate a lot of things that affect the world, obviously, and they're supplemented by different countries, you know, for example, here in the United States as well, just to be able to keep thousands and millions of people across the world aware of what is going on in most cases, mentally and physically, and it is for us to also maintain through the program called CDC, which is the Center for Disease Control that we have here in the United States, even maintaining various disease controls and things of that nature, just for the sake of making sure everyone continues to live on further. I hope that in the near future, that when we do give in to what's right about what happens, not only with those agencies, but also with the newly elect persons, that they keep in mind what the different ways they'll affect children of this particular country, hoping that they can help make things better and not worse by being influenced by outside persons, but making sure that they're healthy decisions on their behalf. And also on behalf of you, if you don't even have children, say, for example, you have to enter a hospital for whatever physical reasons, especially with this corona situation going on. That in mind, because healthcare has been one of their platforms, but really the overall picture of what's healthy for the average person should be really the platform, period, when they deal with subjects, when they're presented to them and they put proposals on their desk. So don't forget, everybody, to do your hand washing. Maybe wear your gloves. Carry them with you. I carry some in my pocket. Social distancing, it's all right with me. I'll give you an elbow. That's my way of saying that'll be your hug for a later time as a greeting. It's also recommended that you cover your eyes with glasses, sunglasses, for example. That's a great idea because some people seem to contract diseases through tear ducts in their eyes, which makes them quite short circulate with the disease, and that has been a highly recommended thing. Now, if we can convince some of these wonderful people to come back, Carmen, and, you know, nurses, doctors, you know, hospital workers, essential workers who work in the public, just all we ask is that you protect yourself. Even if you may have a visor up in front of your, let's say, your cashier's booth, you know, consider wearing a mask. It won't hurt. Jobs, if you have bundles of masks to give away, offer it at least. I'm not saying enforce it, but offer it to somebody who believes in their own future and their own, you know, life. Truck drivers who work in non-refrigerated transportation, funeral home workers, protect yourselves. Maybe you've been able to, as they say, dodge the bullet, you know. If you had just continue to dodge the bullet by being responsible, you know, that's nothing to play with. Speaking of every day of in the lines of protecting what's going on in the countries and what have you, hopefully there will be a good rapport between the countries because, after all, you don't wait for a catastrophe to happen like coronavirus to become, let's just say, legitimate in your behavior. What you do is you understand that each country should respect what's going on in the other because you never know when you may need another country to be able to support what's right, hopefully report what's right. And if it turns out for the better that you do get to get the support of another country for what is right, that's a good thing. You know, open lines of communication is what, and mutual respect, even for the people who are on the lower end of the totem pole, it is another thing that's understood. So we can get through this whole matter, not only with the virus, but we can get to the matter of being able to hopefully improve on the world's concerns. And maybe we can get people to stop backbiting each other as much. Maybe we can get people to stop undermining other people and exploiting people as much. Because we have enough that's going on out here. And eventually, I would like to hopefully discuss the issue of gun slayings here in the United States. Because having peace marches and definitely having people to infiltrate it with bad intentions are going to, things can get worse. And I don't want to feed into telling you that right now because it is in the media as to the group they feel as though that's responsible that they're going to have to start having more terrorist watches and things of that nature, but they're coming in another form. They're coming in forms of people stealing U-Haul trucks, they said, on television. Off of the lots by the masses and looting, and it's going to cost the citizens, the taxpayers, and other people the need for them to jack up the prices as far as they're concerned out here amongst the consumers. And we don't want that because, after all, a lot of people have worked for what they have. A lot of people don't have much, and they shouldn't have to make a decision on whether they can get a pair of shoes or maybe a jacket to put on their back because the looters have made things hard on them. And society should not punish them for that either. But about the guns, well, if you have people who are mentioned where how to work with, you know, the usage of guns, the way they should be issued, or how they're really, they should be responsible, they really have no business having them. But we, how can we find out if it's just a mere few police? I have, let's just say, people who are in the media, excuse me, not the media, who are in my family, who may work with law enforcement, you know, one or two people, but they don't abuse their authority. And this one particular one, she definitely gets her respect because she knows better. I hope that we can get other officers to follow her example, she follow her example as well as continue to follow whatever example she got, her way of being able to behave, because truthfully have the same negative intentions in mind. And last but not least, as for people who have criminal minds, well, unfortunately, when and if they're found, then there's an issue of dealing with keeping them from being able to hurt another person or persons themselves. Too many people who have lived here in this vicinity where I'm at have had been accidentally killed by just stray stuff, stray bullets. And, you know, but those people fly under the radar that have those guns. Where did they get them? People said various sources. Some of them receive them by happenstance. And as a result, this is a result of all of what's going on. It's just like a cyclical mayhem. With that being said, I just hope that you all sit tight, please, and be welcoming of the nation. And with the call of salvation, we can hopefully be able to get through some of these things that people realize that by the grace of God and by the people that he sent to deliver the call, that you will be glad to see why we get together and we pray during times like this. So thank you very much. And would it be Brother Rob? Who will deliver the call of salvation?
No, we do not have Brother Rob with us here this evening, but we bless God for him. He is taking a needed day of rest. However, I will be glad to deliver it. The call of salvation, as she said, is the time in each ministry where we take the opportunity to offer Christ and salvation to someone who may be out there listening. As she just said, through the times that we are living through today, Christ is the only true way, the sure foundation, the only one, the only thing that can keep you standing when all hell is breaking loose around you. So if you are out there listening today and you may find yourself in a situation where you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ and you want to know how to obtain one, it's not difficult. The Word of God says if you believe in your heart that he is the Son of God and you confess it out of your mouth, then you are saved. And you believe it in your heart, you accept him into your life, and you just simply can repeat this prayer after me. If that's you out there, please do not think that you could have done anything or that there was anything that you could ever do that Christ would not receive you. For the Word of God also says that God so loved this world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever, that is the clause, believes in him shall not perish but can have everlasting life. And again, whosoever, that is the clause. That covers no matter what your ethnic background is, no matter what your economic background is, no matter what sins you may have committed, what wrongdoings you may have done in your life, whosoever covers each and every one of us. And you can come to him this evening by simply repeating this prayer after me. You just say, Father God, I accept the gift of your son Jesus into my life. I ask him to come in and to forgive me of my sins, to cleanse me, to begin to make me new. In Jesus' name, amen. And if you said that prayer, you tell somebody, amen. You don't have to wait until Sunday morning or Sabbath worship, prayer service, Bible study. You just let somebody know, hey, I gave my life to Christ this evening. And as soon as you do that, according to God's word, you are saved, and we welcome you to the kingdom of God. Now, of course, we encourage you to find a Bible believing, teaching, preaching sanctuary where you can grow in the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ and heal from the trials and the tribulations of this world. But until you do, bless God, that is why he has Purpose Kingdom Network here. So please join us tomorrow evening at 9 p.m. for the real rap. Again, 9 p.m. for the real rap, with host evangelist Todd T.C. Nelson, right here on www.blogtalkradio.com/Purpose Kingdom. You can follow us on Facebook as well as on LinkedIn at Purpose Kingdom. We are on Instagram and Twitter at Purpose_Kingdom. Please feel free to email any comments, questions, suggestions, or concerns to us directly at PurposeKingdomNet@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you, to pray with you, and to pray for you. Know that we love you with the love of Christ. Wonderful, wonderful words of wisdom and encouragement this evening, Sister Antonia, and it's back in your hands.
Well, thank you very, very much, everyone. That was Pastor Tylene Daly, and she is the CEO of Purpose Kingdom Network, a very devout person amongst many devout persons that she provides for you to listen to throughout the week. And tomorrow I will make an attempt to be there if God's willing, because there's nothing wrong with hearing a word, especially in these trying times, times of challenge, and times of when people don't understand why some of us make the effort to get together in the name of, you know, caring and love, found of weakness, because you can care and love for somebody other than yourself. It can also be for the intentions of making sure people understand why we do what we do and why you need to keep on continuing on for you, yourself, and your family, and in the name of humankind as well. But I would like to say that we do have events that you can attend sometime. As a result, I heard that they, in some cities, depending on the severity of the catastrophe of the coronavirus that's occurring in some United States cities, that is, they will make sure that you can attend restaurants. If you choose to go out during the holiday, they prefer that you try to stay in some circumstances, but if you exercise good enough caution, you could go out as a family. If people say, well, we don't want to gather at home, because, you know, you're so tempted when you're at home to feel cozy and hug somebody. Maybe if you're out at a restaurant, you would just have great conversation in your small groups of people, you know, and most places, they allow you at least 50% capacity within the restaurant. So you can definitely do that still. There are other things that you, you know, usually do as a family, maybe have outdoor games and events. One person on the Today Show this morning, or yesterday, maybe for yesterday morning, she said she's going to have heated cushions. Well, yesterday morning, yeah. Heated cushions underneath an outdoor deck that she will have different groups of people to sit at, you know, maybe like a round table, and they'll have, let me see, she'll have heated scarves and heated cushions to go into the chairs, and for the sake of social distancing, have their particular family members, since the normally people within a family would not be affected by the corona unless they had certain circumstances they went among. And as a result, she said that it works. She expects for it to be a still an effect of Thanksgiving Day for them. And if not, you know, me, if I felt as though that I'd like to go amongst people I care about for the sake of respect for my household, for other people, I don't have a problem detaining one extra season of Christmas. Or, you know, I can always call them up, wish them well. I can always send them a card or a small token of something through the delivery services that are available out here throughout the world, if it were, you know, possible. And, you know, all types of loving, warm things could be said without having to say a whole mouthful. We don't want to detain the thought of, you know, celebrating Christmas and, or, you know, but sometimes if we learn to make sacrifices, that's a whole lifetime of love and caring that you can maintain in the name of the family itself. Now, you know, here's a craft for the children and for yourself. If you live where the seasons provide you the different leaves on the ground that turn colors, you can use Elmer's glue. And on, say, for example, the backing of a board, like you use the science projects, cardboard in general, or the poster cards, cardboard cards. You can even buy them in writing. Paste some of the leaves with Elmer's glue on the front and the back. Well, the front side will protect the front of the leaves anyway. Paste them, you know, with artistic abilities, and, you know, use colored pencils. Use hopefully non-permanent markers for the children, and permanent if you like for the adults, or supervise if they're, you know, being used the permanent markers with the adults, and trace the outsides, make decorations. And, you know, you may want to hang it up in your room or just put it in a certain spot to make it look decorative, or in the porch or something. You know, things that will cheer people up, and put your name on it and your date that you did it, you know, down in the right-hand corner like a real artist will. And that's really wonderful to enjoy. There's so many festivities you can enjoy out here for the holiday and for non-holiday purposes, the harvest or no enjoyment, and not have to put a whole lot into it. Break out the old board games, because I heard they're back. Yes, we do have technology things that were available that, you know, you can play, but there's nothing like a good old board game to bring family together. Because no matter who had enjoyed the technologies throughout the years, you know, they're not familiar with your little, you know, technical things that are on the boards, or even if they are familiar but they're bored of it, they can revert back to something that everybody can enjoy. So break out the old board games and learn how to share everybody's want to be able to, you know, gather up whatever the little materials they can, so they can learn to have fun. If you see stones on the ground, just a few handful of stones, paint those and then place them on a board. Arrange them artistically. You know, learn how to go for jogs. You know, one person on one side of the street, the others on the other side. And make sure that you watch for the vehicles coming either way, and jog in safe areas. So with that being said, by the grace of God, if we learn how to be a little more creative, don't have to be overly creative, we always have something to talk about it. Put the date down on it, the date on the back of the board if you'd like, or somewhere on the project in very small numbers, so people know what you preoccupied yourself with, and be able to have something to talk about later on when you all come together. And with that being said, by the grace of God, we'd like to thank the wonderful assistance of Pastor Tylene Daly for making sure things went smoothly as well, and the engineer, Brother Robert Hudson, Rob and Pop, she calls them this. That's their little personal buddy system they have. And I think that's a very, you know, sweet and intimate way of putting it, because he does have a family he protects and loves, and just like the rest of us. So in his absence, I just wanted to make a mention of him and all the fabulous, wonderful co-hosts, because sometimes I can listen, but I don't have the ability to talk for, you know, good reason. But that's okay. I plan to hopefully be back and still support them, because they can come up with some very interesting and very, very worshiping and sentimental things that let you know there's still people out here with a heart. God bless you all, and thank you very much. And I wish you a wonderful rest of November into December, when we get to turn around and celebrate the Christmas season for all the right reasons, and with the hopes and the prayers of the coronavirus being here only as a shadow of what we used to do. Maybe by that time, we can have hope that most of it will be eliminated and the surge will be over. God bless and take care.
Jesus led. He raised me, I will not lose. He saved me, I will not lose. Set me free, I will not lose. Never want to see me down, I will not lose.